The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, much going on in the sports world. Just had the NBA Draft 2015. And I know my colleague was relatively disappointed about the coverage that ESPN presented us and shared with us on draft day, Thursday night. And I'm going back in history because Jeff Rich, good morning, by the way, buddy. Welcome to the show, as always. Glad to have you, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, my man. I'm doing well. A lot going on in the world of sports. A lot going on in the world, period, though.
Oh, God, yes. Believe me, we're going to... dive into that because I think I got to get your thoughts. I definitely got to get Fred's thoughts on the Supreme Court ruling. It's a changing of times, man. That's all I can say is the world is. I think we're putting too much stock and too much time into things that maybe don't make that big of a difference at the end of the day, and they're not going to change the world so much like they think it will. Anyways, I got a lot to say, believe me. It's Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. A ton of things going on in the sports world, as well as, like Jeff said, the world in general. And we'll dive into everything here on the program. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I don't like sit-down dinners, I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H, don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as always. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, a lot happening in the sports world. The draft just the other day, and we're going to dissect it a little bit, Jeff, but I want to let you rant about your thoughts about how ESPN handled that draft and the coverage that they gave us. I actually agree with you, man. I read what you wrote, and I really had no problems with what you said, but I'm going to let you take the stand here and throw it out there and let people know what you thought of the coverage of ESPN's NBA draft night.
Well, let me start by saying that I don't watch ESPN's college basketball coverage on a regular basis. I know Jay Billis through Twitter, and I know that he's a lawyer and that he's fair. And he has to play the Mel Kiper role in the NBA, but it's not a dedicated enough coverage topic like the NFL draft is that he gets to do it full time. So credit to Jay Billis. Credit to Jay Williams for being on that stage too. I didn't think that his analysis was great, but you pan over to Jalen Rose, who had chemistry with Bill Simmons the year before, and it's just who's stuck doing this draft coverage is what it comes down to, and it's really disappointing. And it was disappointing when they didn't have Sage Steele in that host chair. I didn't think Reese Davis did a good job. And then when the Cavaliers pick came up, and it was just an indictment on the Eastern Conference champions, a team that was two wins away from winning it all, a team that seems to have a good front office and a good backbone. And they tried to make it look like LeBron James is pulling the strings on a puppet act. And I was disappointed with it. I don't think that non-Cleveland fans would have noticed it quite as much, but there was definitely a level of disappointment the way that they came down on a team that played so well despite injuries. No excuses for the injuries. You got to play with the team that you can put on the floor. But at the same time, it was just disappointing to listen to Jalen Rose, who said that they would lose to the Bulls in five, who said that they would lose to the Warriors in five, who says that Kevin Love is leaving despite him telling all of the people, all of the right people, all of the right things. And, we still have to deal with this national narrative, and it's difficult.
Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. Again, Jeff, look, I think that, you're talking about Jay Billis a little bit and obviously some of these other guys, the way that they go about it and whatnot. I don't really have a problem with Jay Billis. I thought more along the lines with what you were talking about with Sage Steele and being the person that could drive the ship a little bit better.
Oh, I think that she's excellent on NBA studio coverage. I think that there's no line between male and female. Calling football games, I think, seems to be something of an issue. We've never had a female play-by-play or color analyst in the booth for an NFL game, but we've got it with college football. We've had Pam Ward. We have Beth Mowins. I think Doris Burke is excellent with NBA coverage.
Sure.
I think that Sage Steele drives the show, like you said. So I think that we're turning the corner in the world, the way that we you know, we don't have to pigeonhole women as sideline reporters or cheerleaders in the role of sports. I mean, they've really, you know, they could sit in this chair and talk the games just like you and I do, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is you just want people that are knowledgeable, and then you want people that can construct pretty good interviews, and you want them to not have to search for people to talk to be honest with you. And I think that's sort of what gets interesting and difficult at times is when you run out of guys that are in, you know, in the arena to come up there on the stand and talk to the, you know, shake the commissioner's hand, and then they move on for a little interview. That's when, you know, you find out how good these people really are, is when they're not struggling for questions and when they're not struggling for people.
That's very true. You know, again, you know, level of disappointment, not across the board, but like, you know, like you said, you know, Jay Billis did a fine job. I think that he does as good a job as scouting these guys as he can, considering that not everybody's coming from the college basketball ranks.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, look, there's certain pieces. It's like everybody thought about the coverage with Fox and, you know, how they covered the Gulf. You know, people didn't necessarily like it. And here's the difference. You know what? They had different people in the positions that were accustomed to hearing. And maybe you just didn't like the way they presented it to you, or maybe you just have to warm up to it. So the bottom line is there were bits and pieces that were good. And overall, yeah, it was a success, because it's just going to be a success because of what it is and who you're dealing with. But at the end of the day, we want a finished product. We want to see something that's perfect, and we got to be realistic about stuff, Jeff. It takes time for things to be perfect, and you're going to be like, well, it's ESPN. I get it, but I'm more talking about the Fox thing with the Gulf.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. You know, is it, you know, did you, I know you watched the NBA draft on Thursday, but did you watch the NHL draft on Friday on NBC Sports Network? I would guess the answer would be no.
No, but I did see a lot of the things that were kind of running across, and I did, you know, catch names here and there. But a lot of those names, not lying, they don't mean a lot to me, because, you know, we don't know a lot of those kids that are playing hockey somewhere else. So it's much different. The basketball, NBA basketball, is so global, and everybody knows about it. It's like comparing apples to oranges. You know what I'm saying?
Well, did you know Kristaps Porzingis or Hinojosa or, you know, any of the international guys taken in the top 25 in this draft?
No.
Oh, of course. So I mean, you know, it's just basketball is international, but it's not international on the same level that hockey is, where Americans don't get into it because they just, you know, they probably heard the names Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel at this point, but they've never seen, you know, the Erie Sea Otters play. So, and, you know, it's a different approach. I think at the end of the day, what your product is generally a lot more important than how you present it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So let's kind of get into a couple of the interesting things, and you may have some on your mind too. But first of all, I think it's cool that Larry Nance's kid got drafted. I think it's also interesting that he spoke out about Kobe back in the day with the stuff that happened in Denver. And you know what? We live in such a world where, you know, social media blows things up like crazy, and anything on Twitter or Facebook, whatever, could very well get taken out of context. However, I don't think it was. I mean, you know, he said what he said, and I think he had those feelings. And now they're going to have to deal with it. I know that Kobe says it's bridge under the water, and it's, you know, water under the bridge, I should say. It means nothing, and they can move on, and this and that and the other. However, the first time that kid messes up on the floor, how do you think Kobe may respond to that? And let's be honest. I mean, I hope he makes the team, but there's no guarantees that he makes the team. So if he does make the team and he messes up, even though Kobe says it's cool, what do you think?
Well, you know, let's be honest about the current state of the Lakers. Whether they added D'Angelo Russell and Larry Nance or not, you know, they are the bridge over troubled water. So water under the bridge might not mean a whole heck of a lot with the way, you know, the Lakers in their current state. They're going to need to learn. They're going to need to gel. And, you know, I thought, you know, I don't think it's a big deal. Larry Nance and Kobe Bryant are going to get past this. Well, what'd you think of Big Frank? You know, the what was it? The tweet or just a statement that he said that he didn't want to go to the NBA and play, play in an empty arena in Charlotte because the Kohl Center is full every night. Do you think that's going to come back to bite him when he goes to meet Michael Jordan and join the Charlotte Hornets?
You know, I think it's just, look, at some point, everybody's going to say something that they shouldn't say, right? I mean, we've all done it. He should probably just be happy to be in the NBA when you think about it, right? I mean, bottom line is it's a dream of every kid to get out there and live out a childhood dream of making millions of dollars, going from city to city, seeing the world. So, I mean, look, Frank the Tank, sometimes you get what you ask for, and sometimes you don't get what you really want. And sometimes, you know what? You just got to make the most out of a situation. And I think he's going to like to meet Michael Jordan. I think he's going to have a great time. And hopefully he has a pretty good NBA career. I've got my questions. I've got my doubts about him and Decker. So let's get on the other side. I guess we're going to hook up with John Poulter, professor of sports, and we're going to break down some stuff going on in NHL and Major League Baseball. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, along with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at @ByJeffRich, or at Dorf on Sports, and also follow us here, Sports Byline USA. Going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. all the way from Canada. John, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing real well, thanks. A little bit wet, but other than that, nice day here in Toronto. How about the two of you this morning?
Completely opposite. Totally dry. About 110 as an average on most days and most occasions. And I'll be honest with you, I love it. I know I'm crazy, but I actually got out during the week not only once but twice, Jeff, if you can believe it. I hiked Camelback Mountain in the morning on Wednesday, and then I was crazy enough to do it again in the evening. So I think I like this, Jeff. I don't know about you, but I love it out here.
I got to respect the two-a-day, man. That's intense in this summer heat. I woke up at 6 this morning. I was going to try to get on Camelback, but it was 90 degrees at 6 a.m., and I just didn't have it in me. But, hey, we cooled down a little bit. We got a little dust storm last night. It was just a nice little evening to be outside in the Phoenix area last night. So I don't have many complaints right now.
Yeah, I actually did get out last night, too, to be honest with you, and did a hike in the evening, just a little one, actually, in Fountain Hills, the Botanical Garden area. It was pretty cool, even though it was easy, but it was fun just to kind of get out. And you're right, it was definitely a lot cooler, really breezy, so it was fun. I liked it. John, that's what we do here for fun, man.
Well, I was at the ball game yesterday afternoon, and it was a pouring rainstorm, so it was a good thing that we've got a dome stadium here, or we would have been looking at rain checks for our tickets for yesterday afternoon. And it rained most through the night, still raining this morning. So we're literally half as opposite of what you are, I guess. We're 55 degrees and pouring rain. You're 110 and dry. So just about as opposite as it gets.
Absolutely. Hey, and speaking of the game, you know, right now there's two games that separate your Blue Jays from the Rays atop that division. The Yankees and Baltimore are obviously ahead of you as well. But, look, we're going to say it every single week, and this is going to probably be the most competitive division in baseball. And I think we just got to, as Terrell Owens said back in the day, get your popcorn, because you just better watch what's going to happen here, because one week it could be Tampa Bay on top, one week it could be New York, next it could be Baltimore, and look out, the Blue Jays are knocking on that door too.
Yeah, it's going to be very close. I mean, if you look at the standings this morning and project all of those teams out over 162 games, 81 home, 81 away, and assume that they're going to play at the same percentage they are now, you're going to have four teams with 85 wins or more. You're going to have Tampa Bay with 90, the Yankees with 89, Baltimore with 87, and Toronto with 85. And to have one division with four teams with 85 wins, that's pretty good. It's pretty special. But, you know, there's a long way to go, and there's a lot of games between those teams. So if one or two of them go on a winning streak within the division, it could separate fairly quickly, and a couple of them could find themselves down with the Red Sox.
Jeff, go ahead, man.
I've just been experiencing a lot of rainouts, but you know, what can we say about Max Scherzer lately? I mean, you know, the start before and the start after the no-hitter, you know, Johnny Vandermeer territory.
Yeah, very close. I think he went six innings on Friday night before he gave up a hit. Fortunately, it was a clean hit. You like to see those kinds of things broken up with a clean hit and not something that's questionable. Marco Estrada was throwing for the Blue Jays one afternoon this week, I think it was Wednesday, and got to the seventh inning with a perfect game. Donaldson made a great play in the stands to save the game, and on the very next play, he took a ground ball at third base, picked it up barehanded, and it was a bang-bang play at first base. I think the umpire got it right. I think the base runner was safe, but it was so close. It's always nice to see those things broken up on a real play as opposed to something that's a little bit of a farce.
Hey, was that Donaldson play in Toronto, and were you at that game by any chance?
No, it was in Tampa Bay, Jeff. They went to Tampa Bay Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, lost the middle game but took two out of three to close the gap on the Rays. They're home this weekend against the Texas Rangers, and they're home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for a four-game set with the Red Sox.
Yeah, hey, John, it's tough to identify the dark, dreary dome stadiums and differentiate them from each other when you're just catching them out of the corner of your eye there, John.
Yeah, oh, I know. Well, Tampa's a little bit different. Tampa's, I've been to Tropicana Field. I think it was called the Suncoast Dome when I was there, so that'll tell you how long ago that is. But saw the Tigers and the then Devil Rays play there a number of years ago, and that's a different kind of dome stadium. That's almost like playing in somebody's basement or somebody's garage with a carpet down on the floor. It's a pretty boring place to watch a game. I never made it to the King Dome, but I understand that was much the same. I like the new stadiums that are out there with roofs, such as Minute Maid, Chase Field, and Miller Park in Milwaukee. Unfortunately, Toronto was the last team to build a stadium in the old-style dome, and we thought that was state-of-the-art when it was built. But I go to some of these other parks now, and I realize just how far behind Toronto is in terms of a good-quality Major League Baseball stadium.
They're all state-of-the-art for like a year, and then they all become old after that. It's weird how that works too, and blame technology maybe a little bit for that. But yeah. Hey, John, let me ask you a couple of things moving along here. With the Scherzer no hitter, I mean, again, is it just one of those things that like it seems like they happen, you know, in a fury when they happen, but they're still really awesome in that they're not happening obviously every day, and now it's 290 or something, you know, in the history of baseball. But do you kind of get where I'm going with this? I mean, is it still something? I know I keep asking you this, whether it's lost its luster, but maybe that's not the way to present it. Maybe it's more like, does it happen in a flurry when they happen, and then it won't happen for 6 months or something like that?
It's hard to tell. I think we're seeing more of them from the standpoint that there's just so much more pre-scouting goes on now, that teams are aligning their defenses so much better and taking away base hits. Yesterday, Gallardo pitched for Texas and had a one-hitter up until I think the seventh inning, maybe the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
One hit by Donaldson. It was a clean hit. But quite frankly, the Jays could have had seven or eight hits because a lot of those outs were hard outs right at somebody. And when you hit a ball that hard right at somebody and or a fielder makes a great ground play, you've got to accept the fact that these teams are defensing other teams a lot better than they were. So that's got to be a factor as well. So I think it's a combination of things, Andy.
It's interesting. Hey, let me ask you this. Kansas City. I feel like they're just too good when push comes to shove. And, you know, Detroit, I don't know what to make of them, to be honest with you. They're so up and down. They're very difficult to get a read on. And Minnesota, it's refreshing, to be honest with you, to see Paul Molitor get these guys in a position where, you know, they're in a great spot. Nobody thought they'd be here. Nobody thought the Twins would be competing for a Central division. So am I kind of right on my assessment of the Central, that Kansas City just is the cream of the crop and it's basically their division to lose, and an outside shot that Minnesota could get a wild card or make a little bit of noise, but ultimately Kansas City just too strong?
Yeah, it's sort of starting to look that way. You know, we've talked before about the fact that Kansas City is perhaps the best team in Major League Baseball in terms of tailoring its lineup to its ballpark. Not a home run hitter's park, very much a spacious park built for pitching and defense, and that the Royals have built from within for the most part, and they've built with pitching and defense, and they recognize the stadium they play, and they recognize what they have to do to play well there. But that division is in great shape. You know, I don't see why the Tigers are playing 5-14 ball. That just doesn't make sense to me. I expected Kansas City to show well. I expected the Tigers to show well. I didn't think Minnesota would be where they were, but I think the biggest disappointment in that division might be the Chicago White Sox. I mean, they're sitting in last place, 12 games out. And if we'd have had this conversation at the end of spring training, we probably would have said that, you know, collectively we probably thought that the White Sox won the offseason in terms of trades and free agent signings.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like Kansas City. I didn't think they'd be a one-hit wonder by any means. I thought that they would be for real. I thought they'd bring it back this year. But I agree 100%. White Sox, man, they're a total disappointment. If you're a Sox fan, you're scratching your head. You're wondering how they're so bad with all those moves that they made. And I don't know. I mean, it's not pretty, to be honest with you. But on the other hand, if you're a Cubs fan, you're probably pretty happy at this point. But, Jeff, actually, I guess we're going to take a break. I hear that music. It means we got to take a pause for the cause. Hey, do you have a little bit more time to spend with us on the other side, John?
Yeah, no problem at all. I'll be happy to stick around.
All right, sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, doing a little overtime as it seems like he does more and more often for us on the program. So keep it close. A lot to talk about. We're going to probably stick into baseball for a little bit and then talk to him about some hockey because the draft just happened. I got a question about that 3-on-3 thing that they're posing for overtime and whatnot. So we'll get into a lot of things. He's John Poulter. We got Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man, and you're hanging out on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
For many people, summer is the time to just kick back and relax, but it's also a peak season for a very unpopular pest. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stick around and we'll talk about how to get rid of some of those unwelcome guests right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
When the weather starts heating up, fleas start multiplying, and they like to hitch a ride on your pets and make themselves comfortable in your home. To get rid of these pests, follow these few simple tips. First of all, wash all pet bedding, linens, sofa throws, and even bathroom rugs on a regular basis. Treat infested areas with a spray that kills not just the adult fleas, but the eggs as well. Vacuuming is a great way to get rid of the fleas, but be sure to place a flea collar or some broken mothballs in the vacuum bag first. This will kill the fleas once they're trapped in the bag. After the vacuum bag is full, seal it in a plastic bag and dispose of it to keep any escapees from finding their way back inside. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, got the usual suspects. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We're hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We'll get into some hockey as well. But first, got to remind you, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings on online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Getting back into it real quickly, John, we'll just, if this sounds okay, we'll probably fire a few more baseball things at you. I know Jeff has a couple things that he wants to get out there. I got a couple more that I want to throw at you, and then we'll dive into some NHL hockey because we just had the draft. And like I said, that three-on-three thing is interesting. That's being proposed. I want to get your thoughts on that. But moving along a little bit, real quickly, I mean, this is the biggest story in baseball by far, if you ask me. The Houston Astros, we're now almost halfway through the season, John, and they're still atop that division. They've even lost a couple games in a row, and they still got a four-game lead. So Houston Astros and the Angels, I think, are going to duke it out along with Texas. I mean, that's the way it's shaping up anyway. But when push comes to shove, I think we all like the Angels. But at this point, it's got to become somewhat reality that Houston is a contender.
Yeah, it certainly has. You know, we've talked about this a number of times, and you know, I've kind of swayed back and forth as to where I see the Astros. I kind of thought, looking at it from a fan standpoint, that the Astros were probably built to succeed in 2017. So anything before that, obviously, is a bonus. First 30 days, I kind of thought they were a flash in the pan. Then it settled. They settled in to a good 6 or 7 game lead. They maintained that. That sort of reduced to 2 or 3 games about 3 weeks ago, but now they're starting to stretch it out again. I'm not convinced that Texas is going to be a contender all season, and the Angels are sort of up and down. I think the team in that division that has really, really surprised and disappointed me all in the same sentence is Seattle. I know when we talked at the start of the season, I thought Seattle might be the best team in the American League, but you know, right now they're on a pace to win 73 games this year, and you're not going to win too many divisions or playoff spots with 73 wins. So I'd love to know what's wrong in Seattle, and I think that plus Houston's great play is what's turned that division upside down.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jeff. I know you got something to fire at him.
Yeah, I know we want to get into hockey in a little bit, but I'm kind of tie these two things together. The St. Louis Cardinals at New Busch Stadium, okay, you know, it's kind of turned, you know, and I know Blues fans won't like to hear this, but they've kind of made Busch Stadium into their own little baseball version of the United Center at 28-7. Just an incredible job by the St. Louis Cardinals. I can think of a couple teams in the last 20 years that might be comps, you know, just record-wise to them, and that'd be the 1998 New York Yankees and the 2001 Seattle Mariners. You know, similarly, you know, compare and contrast, you know, St. Louis to those two other great teams.
Well, I was just looking at that this morning, and that's one of the things that was kind of on my list. If you were asking me about, you know, impressive teams, we talked about Kansas City, and you can't exclude St. Louis. They're 50-24. That makes them the first team in a decade to win 50 games before they've lost 25. I think the 2005 White Sox were the last team to do that. And, you know, over the last 50 years, the Cardinals are just one of 18 teams to win 50 before losing 25. And four of those previous teams went on to win the World Series. So got to be looking good for the Cardinals. But let's not forget about Pittsburgh. Not only is Pittsburgh second to the Cardinals in that division, Pittsburgh has the second best record in Major League Baseball. So, you know, how frustrating would that be as a Pirate fan to be the second best team overall and happen to be in the same division as the Cardinals? But, you know, the Cardinals have done this with a bunch of guys that are either out for the season or are going to miss significant playing time. I'm thinking of, you know, Matt Holliday and Matt Adams are going to miss significant playing time or have. Wainwright and Jordan Walden have been out since April. You know, Lance Lynn, John Jay, Jaime Garcia, and Grichuk have all spent time on the DL. And, of course, Oscar Tavares was expected to be a main player this year for the Cardinals, and he lost his life over the winter in an automobile accident. So I think that speaks volumes to the management and the player development and the drafting of the Cardinals. And yeah, they've always been a good organization, and St. Louis has always been a baseball town, so it's probably not surprising, but they're certainly on some kind of a roll right now.
Well, what separates Mike Matheny from Ryan Sandberg as a manager?
A better team. I think Matheny is probably a better manager per se, and that's an odd thing to say because Sandberg did have some coaching experience and some minor league managing experience, whereas Matheny sort of went straight to the dugout from the other baseball jobs that he had had. But, I mean, you know, I've always said that, you know, what makes a good third base coach is a fast runner, and what makes a good manager is a good pitching staff. And I look at the Cardinals, and, you know, they've had an 8-game winning streak. They've had 4-5-game winning streak. They've had 2 4-game winning streaks. They've only lost 3 games in a row on one occasion. They're 28-7 at home. They've got a plus 95 run differential, and they've got the lowest ERA in the majors at 2.63. Pittsburgh is next at 2.92. Excuse me, and third is the Dodgers at 3.21. So they're over a half a run ahead of the third place team. So it makes sense. You're scoring more runs than the opposition, and you've got the best ERA in the league by far. It's got to spell success, whichever way you look at it.
Absolutely. Cardinals are unbelievable. I mean, they're just a factory for success. But, you know, it kind of made me think of something when, you know, you guys were talking about managers and whatnot. Obviously, the Phillies fire Sandberg. But what do you think of some of these young guys or newer guys? Not necessarily young, because Paul Molitor is not really young, but obviously new to managerial stuff. And what can you credit to some of their success to?
Well, first of all, I think Sandberg resigned as opposed to fired. It may be,
right.
May,
yeah, yeah.
May have seen the writing on the wall that, you know, at the end of the season with Pat Gillick moving on as president and Andy McPhail rumored to be the strong candidate to come in there, it could well be that, you know, he saw the handwriting on the wall with the Phillies having a terrible season as they have been for the last couple of years. We're seeing a new breed of managers. I mean, for many, many years, as in most sports, we saw guys that were sort of recycled and retreaded. And it was not uncommon to see guys like Dick Williams and Joe Torre, you know, guys that had been in one or two places and, you know, got fired, and 6 months later they were hired by somebody else. We're now getting to the point where we're seeing a lot of fresh faces. We're seeing a lot of guys coming in on the development side, you know, A.J. Hinch being one of them, Matheny being another. And we're seeing a lot of ex-players coming in without managerial experience. And I'm thinking here of guys like Osmus in Detroit. I'm thinking of Ventura with the Cubs and so on and so forth. So I think we're seeing a huge change. And it's nice to see a superstar like Molitor come in and try his hand at managing and do so well first time out of the blocks. In the past, I think teams traded on star names hoping that they would work out. Now I think they're putting these guys into the positions expecting them to work out as opposed to hoping that they will work out.
Well, and not only that, obviously, you know, he grew up in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. Played most of his career, as I know, with the Milwaukee Brewers, but then, you know, later on was with the Minnesota Twins. So it's kind of one of those bittersweet things for Paul Molitor and everybody, if you ask me.
Yeah, very much so. And let's not forget, he was a World Series hero with the Blue Jays in 93.
Yeah, absolutely. You got some ties with him as well.
Oh, yeah. Big
yeah, time. Absolutely. So, look, a great player on the field, and now he seems to be taking that to the managerial spot, which is great to see. Hey, let's shift gears a little bit. I mean, we could talk a little bit more about the National League, but then we won't have enough time to get any hockey stuff in. We know what's going on. The Dodgers and San Francisco are atop that West, and then you know, we talked about the Central a little bit with the Cardinals and Pittsburgh, but the Nationals starting to flex their muscles. And, well, real quickly, what do you think of Harper, man, and all of his action that he's had?
He's pretty much a one-man show. He's substantially, I think he's hit more home runs than just about everybody else on that team has put together. It seems that way every time I watch the highlights. This kid's hitting a home run. One thing that's starting to sort of concern me a little bit and would concern me big time if I was part of the management team with the Nationals, every time I see this guy play, he seems to be pulling up with some kind of a minor leg injury, and he's sort of grabbing his leg. I mean, he fell down in the field one day last week. I saw him come up lame a couple of times on the bases in the last little while. I wonder if, A, he's fragile, or, B, he's playing hurt, and, C, are they maybe... Because he's playing so well, are they putting too many of their eggs in one basket? And if he does get hurt with anything serious, they could be in some big trouble. I hope it's nothing serious, but it certainly appears right now that from the waist down, he's a little bit fragile.
Hey, let's get a couple of NHL things in here. I don't know what Jeff has on his mind, but I did see the an interesting proposal about 3-on-3 for overtime. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's not a proposal. I believe it's now a done deal, subject to the competition committee and the Players Association approving it. But they've both indicated that they are going to.
Okay.
What it amounts to is a serious attempt to avoid the shootout.
And, sure.
You know, anybody that's a traditional hockey fan hates the shootout. It's kind of like an NBA game being decided after regulation by a free throw contest, or a Super Bowl being decided by a field goal kicking contest, or a baseball game being sort of resolved by a home run hitting contest rather than playing extra innings. So none of us that are in the hockey market want to see any more shootouts. The less we can get, the better. The move to 3-on-3 is a compromise. I can see it being good. I can see it being bad. It's gimmicky, too, from the standpoint that you very rarely see 3-on-3 during a regulation time part of
yeah.
the game. You do see 4-on-4 occasionally in regulation play, but you hardly ever see 3-on-3.
Maybe even 4-on-3.
Yeah, what it will do is it will allow the stars to shine, because you'll have the best players on the ice all the time with more ice to be creative. The question is, you know, how much will it help the teams that have got depth in terms of stars? Look at a team like Chicago. You've got guys like Hossa, Taravainen, Keith, Taves, Kane, Sharp. You've got a bunch of guys that are really good hockey players. You could put three players on the ice and have superstars on the ice the whole time. Pittsburgh could have Crosby, Malkin, and one other guy. Does it help? Probably. Then you've got the teams where they've maybe only got one really good player, and does that sort of expose them in overtime when they've got one star and two sort of foot soldiers playing? I can see it being good from the standpoint it will avoid us going to shootouts, but it is somewhat gimmicky, but, you know, again, not as gimmicky as the shootout. It's worth a try. I'm not sure it's the right answer, but it's certainly better than going to the shootout 20% of the time, which I think is the number I read for last season.
All hey, right, John, I know we're up against it. Can you give us maybe 30 seconds of thoughts on the NHL draft that took place on Friday?
In terms of the process or in terms of the players that were picked, Jeff?
The players that were picked.
Well, you know, the baseball draft and the NFL draft and the NBA draft are all different than hockey. Baseball, you're very rarely looking at a guy that can play right away. NFL first-round pick, you pretty well have to justify him being able to be a starter the first year. The NHL's kind of halfway in between. Most of the guys that are being drafted after the first 8 or 10 are guys that are 3 and 4 years away, sort of akin to the baseball draft at that point. Some of the guys that are drafted are already committed to going to U.S. colleges. You know, the guys that are coming out of the United States Hockey League are already going to the Boston colleges, the Michigans, the Ohio States of this world. You've got five or six that are great players that are going to fit right in right off the bat.
Very good. Hey, I mean, good news is we're running out of time. We got so much to say and not enough time to do it. So that means you'll be back next week, John, for sure.
Yeah, next week I'm back, and then I'm gone for 2 weeks covering baseball at the Pan Am Games, so I'll have lots to talk about the Pan Am Games experience when I'm back from that assignment.
Sounds great. Really appreciate it. Have a blast. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay.
John Polter, our professor of sports. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter. He puts in great work for us each and every week, or when he's not traveling and on assignment, if you will. But great stuff as always from him about Major League Baseball and the NHL. And really brief on the NHL too. But I don't know, Jeff. I think that that's pretty interesting, the three-on-three thing for overtime. I think it'll definitely open it up. You could probably put out, you know, three forwards out there, like he was saying, mix it up and make it really, really interesting as far as, you know, guys getting up and down the ice. And you would think that that would create more scoring options and opportunities. So I think I like what they're doing as far as not going to the shootout.
I think that I like three-on-three so much. I'd like to see it incorporated as a, maybe put together some all-star, play some pickup three-on-three hockey at the all-star event, play 5-minute periods and see if you can have seven to five games, stuff like that. I think that hockey is very exciting when the puck ends up in the back of the net.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything. We always want to see scoring, so that's why most people can't stand to watch soccer. I mean, it's boring. You see them kick it around and play kickball, and maybe they advance it up a little bit past midfield here and there. But, yeah, I mean, we want to see scoring. It's all about scoring in general, and everybody wants to see the puck in the back of the net and, the ball in the back of the net or the ball down the hoop, whatever. So, anyways, real quickly, before we get out of here, quick reminder. We are brought to you in part by SoftHits.net. That's right. It's SoftHits.net. Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, Fleetwood Mac. You're going to love SoftHits.net. Online broadcast quality, audio song after song. It's SoftHits.net. That's SoftHits.net. Anyways, everybody, keep it close. We'll be back with Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and the Dorf Man on the other side with a whole nother hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.